Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at a little preview of the top five Heisman Trophy candidates for 2022. So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips are on Instagram at 100 Football, and of course our podcast, which you can listen to each and every single day thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Now, with college football finally kicking off, it's a great time to watch some top-tier talent, and these are my five picks who could have a potential Heisman-winning caliber season. It's going to be fun to watch, and let's get right on into it. Like I said, these are just my predictions. Put your own in the comments, and I would love to debate with you. For number five, I'm going to the Ohio State, not the quarterback, the running back. I'm going with Travion Henderson, sophomore from the Ohio State. 2021, tremendous year for the young man. 1,560 yards from scrimmage, 19 touchdowns, 15 of those being rushing, the other four being receiving, on only 210 touches. Good Lord, right? 21.6% of his rushing yards was phenomenal, right? He put in a lot of work against Tulsa. Only 200-yard rushing games, right, besides the other one against Tulsa. But I think he could really get a really good year here. He could get some more snaps to him. I think they're going to increase his workload. And I'm going to get to the quarterback in a minute. But if you give him the ball a little bit more, it's going to be tougher. That's why I got him at five, is Travion Henderson. For number four. Now, after going through, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks, but for number four, I'm going to go out there to USC, brand new quarterback, Caleb Williams. Last year, we all know what happened. Oklahoma took over for Mr. Spencer Rattler, had a pretty solid year, 27 touchdowns on only 200 pass attempts. Not too bad. Him and Lincoln Riley decided to move out to USC together and form a dynamic duo alongside the Biletnikoff winner from last year, Mr. Jordan Addison, transferring from Pitt. So a really good wide receiver core, and if Williams can duplicate what he did last year into a full season, he's definitely got Heisman potential written all over this young man. He's got a lot of a high ceiling, and they're playing some pretty good games, right? UCLA, Notre Dame, also the Pac-12 championship game they managed to get there. And I like Lincoln Riley. I think he's a really good coach, and we'll see how Caleb Williams can fare in his new home out there in sunny California. For number three, my pick, I'm going with the winner of last year's trophy. Now, I got him at three because it is very hard to repeat as a Heisman winner in college football. So that's why I'm putting him at three. Bryce Young, Alabama quarterback in his junior season. Won it last year. Tremendous. We all know what he did. 70% of his passes in eight games last year. That's how good he was with. A 47 touchdown to 7 interception ratio. And I mean, honestly, man, if Jameson Williams didn't get hurt in that title game against UGA, who knows, man? They could have, but he was tremendous the whole season. You didn't really see him. It was rare that you saw him slip up, and that's why he won the award last year, right? He'll be the only back-to-back winner beside Archie Griffin if he wins it. We'll see if he can duplicate what he did last year. It's going to be tough, but, man, I think that you're bringing in some guys. You've got You lost four of your top receivers. You bring in Jahmyr Gibbs, who's a pretty good running back. He has some really good start potential as well. And you're also losing a little bit of that O-line. So that's why I got him at number three. I think it's going to be a little bit tougher for him to repeat, but I think he still has the individual talent to get a Heisman. So that is why I'm putting him at number three on my list. Now, this one is been, man, ever since I've heard about this topic, I know I was going to do it. I've been going back and forth, right? And it's been going back and forth, just back and forth, like a good boxing match about who I was going to pick. But for me, I'm going to go number two. I'm going out there once again to Alabama, but this time I'm flipping it on the defense. You already know Will Anderson, the Terminator, as we call him here on the show, rightfully so. Junior edge rusher, man, a snub last year. He should have gotten in the finalist, I think. I personally think so. Only because, you know, obviously you missed a little bit of time. But still, last year, FBS best 17.5 sacks, 34.5 tackles for loss. My goodness, man. I mean, he was just making opposing offensive linemen look like high school players. He was. And we all know it's very tough. It is pretty much impossible almost to win a Heisman while on defense. We all know, you know, obviously Charles Woodson back in 97 with the Michigan Wolverines got it done. But everyone and everything I've seen about everyone I've seen say about this kid and just the amazing production he has on the field that you can see each and every week. I mean, he looks like a can't miss prospect and someone to, if you're an opposing coach, circle in red ink 50 times because he is absolutely insane. You know, he's going to get to the quarterback one way or another. Don't matter if you put 3-4 guys on him. He's going to find a way eventually. So I've got Will Anderson, number two on my list. And number one, I'm going to Ohio State. I started off with Ohio State, number five, and I'm ending it there. Number one, welcome C.J. Stroud, my pick for the Heisman in 2022. Man, this offense at Ohio State's looking pretty good. We know, obviously, I mentioned Henderson, Jackson Smith, and Jibba. Also, you got some really good guys. Emeka Egbuka, Julian Fleming. And a young man, we all know his father, but he's making a good name for himself, Mr. Marvin Harrison Jr. Ryan Day, right, tremendous head coach so far, is very much offensive-minded, a great O-line he's coming with. I mean, this looks like it's time for C.J. Stroud to get things done. And in 21, man, he had a really good year. But I think he can maybe repeat it and maybe get even better in 22, which is even more crazy, right? Going into his junior season last year, 4,435 yards, fifth best, 44 touchdowns, that's number three, six interceptions only. Very good there. And number one in QBR, quarterback rating, 91.6, with also a tremendous 71.9% completion percentage. He averaged 10.1 yards a throw. And, I mean, I talked about can't-miss prospects. I mean, this guy was putting up monster numbers. I mean, look at the games he had. 400-something yards, 400-something yards, 300, whatever. And then, against Utah, this is the coming out party, man, for a lot of people that made you look back and just think, wow, this guy's special. We all know the Michigan State game was great, right? Threw 432 yards on just an easy 91.4% completion percentage. But the game against Utah, who was number 11 at the time, 37-46, 80% completion percentage, one interception, I'm building to it, six touchdowns, and 573 yards. I mean, this kid has a ton of potential to him. And if he can do what he did last year with a really strong receiving core, I know he lost a few guys, but he still has a really good core around him and a tremendous running back. That's why I got C.J. Stroud number one for me, man. I think that he is just too good, and that's why I've got him my pick to win the Heisman in 2022. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But I want to hear your comments. Who do you think can get the win in this one? Who is going to get the Heisman in 2022? Will it be any of my picks, or will it be someone I missed out on? Like I said, this is only top five. I could have easily done top 10, top 15. But I had to select it down to number five. But I want to hear your comments on Facebook, on YouTube. Also, you can put them on our podcast as well, Spotify Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcast, listening needs. I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.